Hello and welcome to our half hour for ourselves, for looking inwards and raising our energy and connecting with like-minded people. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and today is about money. Money many times seems something not so spiritual, and it's a topic that has lots of taboos, and it's something we don't really talk about so much. And we are really careful about what we share. It doesn't really matter how we grew up and what kind of financial background we have. It doesn't even matter how much money we have. Each of us has a story written in our minds and in our conscious and subconscious memory. And that story frequently carries anxiety, worry, or negativity around money. And because it's not something we usually talk about or we focus on, it has a tendency to just stay there. So we can live all our lives belonging to the richest, let's say 10% of the world, without actually feeling at ease with money. And as you know, if we don't feel at ease with something, if we carry shame and guilt and fear or sadness or just negative beliefs like that we're not worth it or we mustn't spend or we have to be careful not to lose it. If we carry these things, then they are our reality. And if they're our reality, that also means that we attract situations and real experiences that go with our inner reality. So I think it's about time we focus on our story of money and our emotions around it, and we help ourselves to let go of all the negativity around it. So as always, we'll set a few intentions, we'll go through a relaxation process, connect with something bigger than us, and then just allow our subconscious to bring up whatever we can release and transform today so that we get ready for some more abundance in our lives and some more ease around the different concepts that have to do with money: earning, spending, value, saving, or owning, for example. So here we go. Let's just set a few intentions by thinking the phrase and imagining that we radiate it out. I am aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. We are supported and connected in body, mind, and spirit with all the people joining us in this process of growth. I release all the negativity around earning, spending, value, saving, owning, and money. I open new doors and experience abundance. I enjoy the flow of life, inside and outside. So I just concentrate on my breathing, inhaling deeply a few times, And every time I inhale, I let my attention drift where it wants to go. Could be towards a thought, a sensation in my body, an emotion, a memory or an idea, something I hear or think, see or feel, taste or smell. I just let it go there and I'm aware, giving space within me to what's here and now. And every time I exhale, I let go of what I just experienced. So I can inhale, being aware of tension in my body. And exhale, letting it go. I breathe into the places that are most tense in my body. And I exhale, releasing all stress and every burden that I experience. So I can notice how my body relaxes a little more into this current moment where I can just be and be aware and I don't have to change or reach anything. I can just be with what's here and what comes up into my awareness. And I can let it go every time. Exhaling all the tension, all the stress, all the attachments and all the perceptions. And as I go deeper and deeper, I just focus for a little while on my hands and the space between my hands. I know that this space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information. It represents something that is bigger than just me. And my hands can sense this field and interact with it. So I observe the sensations in my hands, how I notice the temperature, or even movement. And I can know that this infinite field of energy, light, and information is not just between my hands, but really everywhere. It represents an intelligence that is outside of space and time, and that I cannot understand or hold on to with my mind. I can only be with it. So I allow myself to be aware of it in my hands or even in other parts of my body. maybe as a sense of tingling, flow, or expansion. And I trust that this infinite field of energy and information and light will direct this process and bring up from my subconscious whatever needs to be seen and felt. Whatever needs to be experienced. I don't need to understand, I can just be aware. So within myself, I make room for my own relationship with money. I can look at money in front of me and perceive my relationship with it. And maybe it comes up as an image, or as a feeling, or as a phrase. I just make room and wait for my own representation of this relationship with money. And whatever comes up, I go into this and I explore how this is right here and now. I bring this experience of my relationship with money into my body. I go into it, into the image, or into the reality of a thought, or into the feeling. And I just give it my full awareness without resisting, without trying to change anything. And I notice how this is right here and now, and how I can let go on every exhale. And I notice the aspects in me that stop the flow, that limit me, or that don't feel good. And that's exactly where I go. Right now, I let myself experience this negative aspect in my relationship with money. I open up to it and I give it my full attention. And as I keep breathing, I can be aware of how my experience changes, how my body relaxes and my mental experience transforms. And I can notice how things ease and release simply through my awareness. And because I let go of all resistance to what is. And next, I let something come up within me that is the most negative thought I frequently have around money. And once it comes up, I hold it in mind and I just explore how it feels to think this. What physical sensations I have, or which emotions come into my awareness. And I give room to these emotions and feelings. Breathe into them and exhale, letting go. And so I can let different thoughts and beliefs flow through me and dissolve. Thoughts of scarcity, lack, pressure, loss. Or thoughts around not deserving, whenever a thought comes into my awareness, I start feeling it and exploring the sensual, kinesthetic, emotional side of this thought. And I breathe. And let it run through and dissolve within my willingness to feel and to explore this. I can just let go of this thought because I'm willing to feel its emotional anchor and reality. And in the same way, I can be aware of my doubts and fears. Giving space to them and letting them go. With every negative thing that comes up that I'm aware of, and then let go and exhale, my inner relationship with money gets more positive and creates a bigger space for abundance and flow, joy and empowerment. And if it's time, even the patterns that came to me through my parents and through their parents and their parents can come up, be seen and felt and thought and be released. I allow the fear of my ancestors and the suffering of my ancestors around money within myself. And I honor them. I honor their struggles and their lessons they learned. I honor the steps they took and the hardships they experienced. And I tell them, if I get to be free around money, if I get to have more possibilities, more chances, more ease, if I get to feel more empowered and stronger and more trustful and more supported, I am grateful and I accept all this positivity in your honor and in your place. I open up to the flow of life. I open my heart up to abundance. I give love to money and to my relationship with money, and I just open my heart and let my love flow out to everything that life has to give to me, to money, to love, to everything that's provided for me. And I connect with my inner gratitude for everything I have, for all the abundance in all the forms. I'm grateful for being safe. I am grateful for having food. I'm grateful for having freedom and possibilities. I'm grateful for having freedom to do things, to experience life, to learn and to grow. I'm grateful for having choices. And for everything money has already brought into my life. So I'm letting my subconscious give me one positive phrase or symbol that can now newly characterize my relationship with money, that can guide me towards being more positive, open, and in the flow. And I breathe deeply and bring back this new focus into my current situation, into here and now, knowing that I bring this with me and that it will influence my life and carry me and change bit by bit my current experience. And I inhale deeply, breathing into the parts of my body and noticing how they want to move and stretch, allowing myself to return to this physical reality. And to open my eyes whenever I'm ready. So I felt that this was a really turbulent meditation with a lot of stuff coming up. I don't know how this was for you, but it just tells me that really we have a lot to heal around our relationship with money and abundance. It really does have so many different aspects, and I think it's worth repeating and connecting with it whenever we have a few minutes, and opening up to feeling whatever kind of suffering and restriction we have with it. Because really feeling it and being willing to explore it is all it needs for it to transform. So I thank you for being here today and joining me in this process. And I hope that you discovered something new and were able to let go, and that you feel good now and can take this positive feeling into the next week. Bye for now.